Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World Class Rock.
Welcome to Tuesday's edition of Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. A few things we got to get through this morning, including Jupiter sending more premier passes for that coming up. We touched on it yesterday during What's Trending, but that lady who brought back the money when she got like close to $3,000 in her drive-thru bag.
Yeah, idiot.
I want to go more into that because my wife and I actually had a very a moral-based discussion on that. Okay?
Like, what would you do? Would you bring the money back?
Sure. Yeah, so we'll do that just after 6:30. Also, I'm curious about this. I have pets, a lot of them, and I want to know, what do other people do when you're in the bedroom? What do you do with your pets?
I don't have them, but that's an interesting talk. I can imagine what I do. I can partake in this discussion.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Excellent. Because you're nothing but an animal in the bedroom. That's coming up in a whole lot more. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Reno. We start now.
92 City FM News.
News is for Future Shop. If you're looking to catch the big game, head to Future Shop for a huge 4K TV selection, the ultimate experience in sports viewing. True North announced that they'll dump more money into our barn. This summer, a new high-definition scoreboard will be put up. They plan to spend around $12 million to upgrade the home of the Winnipeg Jets. The control room will be updated to allow production of HD images and improve the audio. True North will also put in new premium seating for upper concourse patrons.
So that's like one of those big drop-down clocks like they have in Minnesota and other buildings, yeah?
Yeah, well, keep in mind that that drop clock is as old as the building is, which is, what, 11 years old now, 10 years old now?
So yeah, I look at that and I go, that's an AHL clock. Come on, it was embarrassing. Never actually thought that. But good on True North for putting a new one in.
Former Cuban leader Fidel Castro has finally commented on his country's recent decision to restore diplomatic ties with the United States. Mm-hmm. The 88-year-old revolutionary leader said in a written comment that he still distrusts Washington but backs the negotiations.
All right.
And the director of a documentary about Kurt Cobain says it's important for the public to stop making Cobain out to be a god. Brett Morgan says for the past 25 years, Cobain has represented heroin chic. And he says his film, Kurt Cobain, Montage of Heck, is brutal, it's ugly, and it's dark, and you don't want to look at it. But he said he felt it represented reality. The film tells Cobain's story through home videos, writings, drawings, archived interviews. It premiered at the Sundance Film Festival on Saturday, and it airs on HBO in May.
Okay. Make sure you set your PVR for that one.
Yeah, I think that could be good.
I look forward to that. Sports now. Oh, Jeannie Bouchard. Milos Raonic is the only Canadian left at the Australian Open after Eugenie Bouchard was trounced by Maria Sharapova, 6-3, 6-2 in the quarterfinals.
I'd be distracted, too, with all that.
Ooh! Yeah, that's true.
Ooh!
Mm-hmm. Is that what it sounds? That's what it sounds like.
It is. She's brutal.
Crazy.
Well, you said yesterday they asked her to cut back on the orgasmic sounding tennis sounds.
Well, a lot of it has to do, I mean, when they
which girl got asked to, Eugenie
Maria Sharapova.
Oh, Sharapova.
Yeah,
oh,
a couple years ago.
For that, yeah.
But
wow,
it's similar to martial arts. Like when they learn tennis, it's like when you hit, you're supposed to exhale.
Yeah.
Right?
Kind of
like. You're supposed to make that noise to help your breathing. It's
exactly.
For your helping your lung capacity so you're not using as much air.
Exactly. Martial arts does the same thing.
Same thing, yeah, for boxing.
And so
yeah,
everyone has their own kind of individual sounds. Maria just, you know, sounds like it's.
It
you
also
know,
distracts
mid-coitus.
The opponent a little bit,
A lot of female tennis players have it. Mm-hmm. She just happens to be really loud.
Most of the guys, like honestly, I don't know if you heard them, but it sounds like, pa.
Yeah.
Pa.
Right, yeah.
Tennis sounds this morning. Welcome to the show.
It's like her man never tells her to keep it down, that's for sure. Can you imagine that? Bouchard finished with 30 unforced errors. She's never beaten Sharapova. As for Milo, she will face top-seeded Novak Djokovic in the men's semifinal. The All-Star break is over in the NHL. It resumes with 11 games tonight, including the Winnipeg Jets visiting Pittsburgh. The Jets have won 5 straight, while the Pens have lost 4 in a row. Looks like no Crosby or Malkin tonight for Pittsburgh.
Now, is that because Sid is still injured, or did he get suspended? Because I heard that he was ready to go for tonight, and the league was like, hang on a sec here. You can't skip the All-Star game and be like, now I'm fine to go. Next game, like just 2 days later, that's magically fixed. So
they're saying later this week. I mean, he could play.
So it's still under the injury
thing. There's no definitive not playing tonight, but they're saying his timetable looks like later this week.
Huh.
So
you know, who knows? Maybe he'll surprise everybody and be like, I'm ready to go. But for sure, Malkin, he's on IR. And then Crosby looks doubtful for tonight.
All right.
And Matthew Perreault was wearing a regular jersey, not one of those non-contact jerseys.
Good.
Right. So he could play tonight. The LA Kings have placed center Mike Richards on waivers. Richards has just 5 goals in 47 games this season. He has 5 years left on his contract at a salary cap hit of $5.75 million a season. Some Jets fans clamoring that maybe the Jets grab him off waivers. Maybe he's the missing piece to this magical season they're putting together.
You know, I don't think there's another team in the league that loves hometown guys as much as the Winnipeg Jets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Kenora native, right?
Yeah.
And New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has publicly defended his team. Let me just play the audio here from yesterday at the press conference.
If the Wells investigation is not able to definitively determine that our organization tampered with the air pressure in the footballs, I would expect and hope that the league would apologize.
So there you go. Wah, wah. Somebody call Bob Kraft a wambulance. More sports anytime at sportsnet.ca.
92 City FM, world-class rock, AC/DC, and Money Talks. One of the topics we're going to be talking about this morning, we'll do it just after 6:30 because we have What's Trending coming up here in 10. But just to kind of set it up, yesterday we mentioned it in What's Trending that this lady was going through a drive-thru, and she's like, oh, yeah, I'll take the number 2 and number 3 and the chicken sandwich and this and that, whatever. So they hand her a bag, and she gets home, she opens it up, and there's just shy of $3,000 in there.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, better take this back. Back to the store. Here you go, here's your $3,000. I just want my meal, please.
Like, yeah, I'd take that back, too. And like, I joked around that she's an idiot, she should have kept it. Mm-hmm. But have you ever seen, there's a movie with Billy Bob Thornton and Bill Paxton where they fight a bunch of money in a crashed plane in the woods, and they take it, and it turns out to be gangster's money, like drug dealer's money?
Well, that wasn't that kind of like the plot of Old Country, No Country for Old Men?
Similar deal. Burger King gangsters. They're going to come after that lady.
Hey, what if it was a drug dealer? And you thought that was a different person that he's giving the money to? You think they're coming to find that cash?
I don't know. I look at it this way. If you're playing the Monopoly game, you know, like say at McDonald's or whatever, and you win $1 million, be like, no, I just want my burger.
I think I waited out a little bit to see if anyone came looking for it, if I got any calls or anything.
But you
waited
out a couple days. You're playing the Monopoly game. You won that
money. Maybe I was the 50th person through the drive-thru that day. And then here's a bag of cash.
Come on.
What?
That would hold up in court.
If they said,
I think so.
You're the 50th person, you win money. That's one thing.
But I thought it was a secret contest.
I guess she said, I win.
Hey,
right?
Drug dealers don't negotiate like that. It's on their terms. They're coming for their money. They're not listening to your stupid story.
Depending on the fast food restaurant, they could be considered a drug dealer. That's an excellent point. 6:13, What's Trending coming up, and then we'll talk about, would you keep it? Would you keep the money, or would you do the appropriate thing and bring it back? We'll talk about that after 6:30. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena.
And now,
What's Trending?
You start, Rena.
Okay. Carrie Underwood has recorded a new Super Bowl version of her Sunday Night Football song.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Everyone ready for the Super Bowl? Waiting All Day for Sunday Night is the regular song. It'll be changed to Waiting All Day for a Super Bowl Fight. And it'll include a bunch of lyrics about the Patriots and the Seahawks. Anyway, the Super Bowl's on Sunday. If you want to come hang out with Philly and I, we'll be at BP's on Caniston.
Nice. Did you prefer the Faith Hill version? I got some buddies who were like, I miss Faith Hill doing that song.
I don't like Faith Hill.
Yeah, you don't like her ever since that award show where she lost her...
Where she freaked out on Carrie Underwood for beating her. And then Carrie Underwood took her football gig, so...
Hey, you know what?
She's got beef.
As Ricky Bobby said, first or last, she was pissed off, a little passionate. She didn't win. She's mad.
It's fair.
She, you know, too bad she didn't find her in backstage and catfight her. That'd have been even better.
What do you have, Phil?
Blizzard of 2015 is trending. Big storm in the States, and I guess it's coming to Canada as well. But it's not as bad as they were originally forecasting. Some hefty snow totals are still being forecast, like up to 60 centimeters in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut, but that's far less than earlier forecasts, talking about a meter of snow and hurricane-force winds. It's coming to PEI in New Brunswick, where they have blizzard warnings in effect. So, man, I feel luckier every day here in Manitoba with our mild winter.
Flight cancellations.
I can imagine.
Sucks. Sure,
so,
yeah.
You are going to the airport today, and you're flying somewhere, just double-check.
No kidding. Okay, so you had in the news a couple weeks ago, Rena, about how Cadbury was changing the
recipe for the cream egg.
Right, so things are getting worse for old Cadbury.
Uh-oh.
Hershey has blocked British-made Cadbury chocolates from even entering the U.S. Yeah, the chocolate company struck up a deal with Let's Buy British Imports to stop imports of Cadbury products made overseas. That's from the New York Times. The company will also stop importing British Kit Kat bars, Toffee Crisp, and Yorkie chocolate bars. Fans of the chocolate manufactured in Britain says it tastes better than American-made chocolate, so there's an embargo. There's an embargo on chocolate from England coming in to North America.
Wow. I'd like to taste an English Kit Kat compared to a Canadian Kit Kat. If there really is a difference, if it's a real thing.
You know they don't have Twinkies over in Ireland. Like over in most of the UK, the Twinkies, to them is just, wow. Ugh.
You can barely find those in North American gas stations nowadays. They're buried in racks in the back now.
Yeah. What's trending in your world? Connect with us online, 92cityfm.ca.
City traffic.
Like Woody Harrelson showed us in that zombie movie, Twinkies will last through an apocalypse.
It's true. Cockroaches and Twinkies.
The only thing that'll be left.
Yeah. 92 City FM World Class Rock. 6:32. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena on a Tuesday. Hi.
1 is the high for today. Mostly cloudy, but foggy this morning. We're at -5 right now.
Bone phone coming up at 8:05 this morning. We have some reaction to Team Jennifer Jones, their latest Manitoba victory off to the Scotties.
Yeah.
And one of our listeners doesn't feel like we give enough credit to Don McEwen, a member of Team Jennifer Jones.
What are you talking about?
Well, she just says we're always talking. Rena kind of called us out for always talking about Caitlin Laws.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have Jill Officer on the program all the time.
Right.
Yeah. We had Jennifer Jones.
Yep.
Anyway, we'll get into it.
What about Don then? Just answered your own question, did you not?
Well, no, honestly.
You just pointed out every other girl except for her.
Here's the thing. Don is the shyest person in the entire world.
She's not a big fan, I don't think.
Of me?
She doesn't like you, Rita. That's what it boils down to. Yeah.
No, honestly, just media in general. Like, you don't see her in front of a microphone a whole lot. You don't see her in front of the camera. And that's fine.
I think we need to break down that barrier.
Yeah.
I was
going
to bring it up at 8:05, but I think it's enough of Don, trying to stay away from the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
We know all the other members of the team. It's about time we got to know Don McEwen.
So you want to make it an actual mission?
Yes. Make her a celebrity in this town to where she can't even walk the streets. Don McEwen!
And that's at 8:05?
8:05,
And the blind phone? All right, very good. Okay, so we kind of set this up when we started the show. Mentioned it yesterday during What's Trending at 6:20. But this lady in New Hampshire was going through a drive-thru. She's like, I'll take this, this, and this. And then in her bag, hey, thank you for visiting Burger King on your way. And then so she gets home, she opens up her bag, and she's like, honey, there's almost $3,000 in here. Did you order that? Or did you order that without onions? Now, my wife and I were chatting about it.
Oh, and just by the way, to this story, because we were wondering, that sounds fishy. How did they hand them a bag of money by accident?
Mm-hmm.
It was meant for a bank deposit. And if you've ever worked at a restaurant, there's usually a little brown bag of money that's got to go to the bank. So obviously there was food, and a bag full of money that was meant for the bank, and the chick working the drive-thru.
And they probably have cameras that run to the... I know they have cameras in the drive-thru. I don't know if it actually records the video footage anywhere, because they could easily find the plate number and track down the car where they gave the money to.
Maybe.
Well, hence why I'd hold off a few days and see if anybody contacted me.
I don't know. I've worked in retail before, and I don't think you're stuffing it inside of, usually you get one of those gray bags.
Zips up.
Exactly. It zips up. You write down the amount on it with how many bills and that kind of stuff. Listen, if you're putting the bag in the drive-thru beside all the other drive-thru bags.
It's a little weird.
I'm sorry. That's probably not the best spot to leave it.
A little strange.
First of all. But the question is, my wife and I got into it. My wife goes, oh, good for them for bringing it back. That was the right thing to do. I'm like, no. Bank error in your favor. Collect $10 and pass go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sorry.
So you'd keep it.
I would most likely keep the money, yes.
Most likely. Is there an exception to the rule?
If I got caught, I would give it back.
Good answer.
I just look at it I live my life according to movies I've seen, and it never goes well in various movies I've seen where they keep the money. It winds up tearing apart your family. You're constantly skirting the law.
I'd be scared of karma.
That is karma. That's karma going, you're awesome. Here's $3,000 in a drive-thru.
For all
that's karma coming back saying, you did something good. We just want to give you some money.
I would end up losing a really expensive ring or something that's worth the same amount. I would lose that to make up the world and make it all right. And I'd be like, damn it.
But it evens out. Now you got the money to buy it back.
But it would weigh on your mind, Wheeler, like the ring of power in Lord of the Rings. It would be it would be in your
head. Wheeler doesn't know what guilt is.
Yeah.
780 City CITI 2484.
He's proud of all of his actions always.
Never regret anything. Don't ever regret anything.
There's no conscience.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hi.
I knew a guy that worked at a place that took care of waste from banks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And 4 or 5 drops he found in the waste.
Now,
you're talking like $2,000 to $4,000 a time.
Like when we talk, we're talking bank waste. Like we're talking like
money,
old bills and stuff.
I'm not going to necessarily say what kind of waste, just because it might give away what kind of company.
All right, I got you.
And I don't want to throw someone under the bus, but let's just say he was pretty rich for a year.
Wow,
imagine.
Somebody wrote on the Facebook page, because I have the conversation up there, that I'd give the money back because I'd know the employee would be on the hook for that and probably get in trouble, and I wouldn't want that.
Hello.
Hello there.
Yeah.
I would give a little bit to my favorite charity and
you?
Then go on and take the money and run.
The U Fund?
It's a good charity.
780 City, what would you do if you found a bunch of money that wasn't yours?
Hello.
Well, first of all, yeah, I would keep it because that's their fault for losing it. You don't put that money by the drive-through window, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've lost $20 before. It's not the person who found its fault.
Okay, now what if you got the bag of money and you got a cheeseburger with onions, even though you asked for no onions?
Oh, I'd go back and complain.
Back
with the money on your arm? Hi there.
Yeah, the hell of this story, man. I just find it crazy that Philly bases his life off of movies he's seen.
You like that?
That's why he wears roller skates on a regular basis.
Yeah, and a Warriors vest.
Hey,
oh, sorry.
Right.
I know he had more to add to it.
Yeah. All right, 6:38 now. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Good morning. Saying in May that Kurt Cobain documentary will be out?
On HBO.
In May, very cool. And you were saying it's like a little, it's not your
really
typical
good.
Documentary.
No, the director said that it's brutal, ugly, and dark, and you probably don't want to look at it.
That's a great way to promo it. Listen, this thing is awful. Don't watch it. But it's on HBO in May.
But in a way that makes me want to watch it even more.
Right,
someone's like,
trying.
Don't look like, at it. Like, don't push that button. You want to push it. You know?
Is there a trailer?
I'm not sure.
He's trying to make it sound edgy, right? He's trying
yeah,
to make it
exactly.
sound more realistic.
And he
less...
says he's trying to show fans that, you know, Kurt Cobain isn't a god, because he's kind of
glorify what
exactly.
he did. Because there's been a lot of, I mean, you know, mostly positive, which is what happens when someone dies. It's all positive, and whereas, you know, Kurt had some issues, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that would work in the bar. Listen, my junk, it's dark, it's edgy, it's ugly. You don't want to see it.
That no, I don't.
That'd be cool. But say, that, if you.
That's what any girl would
the
say.
Same way, but you said you wanted to see it more that way.
Probably no, worked better than the card
movie.
Tricks he used to do.
Hey, listen. Listen. Those things were like magic, literally. Hey, listen. It's 7:05. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Let's do a quick weather here, and then I want to get into kind of like a strange topic, I guess.
Okay, +1 is the high for today. It's going to be nice. Bit foggy out there on the highways this morning. Just a heads up, -5 right now.
Jupiter ascending. We'll have passes for that at 8:35 this morning.
Okay, so pet owners, former pet owners, current pet owners. Here's a question for you. So my wife and I, we have two cats, a dog, and a bird. The bird stays downstairs in his cage. But I noticed, like, the animals, whenever it's, you know, everyone's going to bed, the animals all follow us upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And the cats, the one cat will sleep under the bed, one cat will sleep at the foot of the bed, and then the dog is on the floor. So, you know, the odd time when the wife and I decided to get a little frisky, it's like, okay, you know, the one cat that just likes sleeping on the bed is like, okay, beat it, get off the bed.
Yeah.
Because it's just, I don't know, it's just weird kind of having the cat on. But it's weird. Kind of when we're recovering and we're post-coitus, it's like, hey, how did you get back on here?
Yeah.
And then I kind of feel like really, were you
how
watching
long
the
you
whole
been
time?
Here, man?
Yeah, exactly.
So you gotta keep it quiet because mom-in-law's down the hall too. So
yeah.
You got a whole range of
man,
issues.
Did you ever get laid?
More often than you think, Rita. I mean, I know looking at this, you wouldn't believe
overconfidence.
That
means
get the
no.
Pets out of here. Keep it down. My mom's up making a sandwich.
Well, what is the protocol that you have in your household as far as pets? You know, when it comes to
I don't have any pets. My only rule is the radio has to be off just in case one of my commercials comes on. I don't know what
really?
It is, but it hurts my mood.
Oh, does it shorten things up for you?
No.
It's just like, oh, that's my voice. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was amazing.
Baby, listen to my voice. No, I don't like it.
I do it for
weird.
Her. It turns her on.
Yeah, I don't know.
She knows she's sleeping with a superstar.
But I would think I'd want to kick the dog out, though. Get out.
Like, out of the bedroom completely.
Yeah, get out. I don't want you looking at me.
And Raina, you
don't
got,
judge me.
You got three dogs in the household. What's your kind of general rule?
Yeah, no, the dog, don't look at me. The dogs can't look at me.
So they're out of the room.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine letting a pet on the bed while you're getting down
like
and dirty. That's
like,
messed
like,
up, man.
Lick my toes.
It's like a threesome. There's another set of eyes on you. How creepy. A
lot of pressure. But does it whine at the door because it can hear you?
No, they know. Stay away from Mama. She's busy.
The dog thinks Mom's in trouble in there,
scratching at the door. Let her go! Let her go!
She sounds like she's in pain.
They know.
Take some calls here at 780 City.
Well, just for a dog to hear that, I don't know.
Protocol on pets in the bedroom. Go ahead.
The pets are weird, but I like an audience, so I play a live album. So every 3 to 5 minutes, I get a round of applause.
That's good.
That's a great idea. Nice. Great idea.
Hi.
You got to include them, man.
Okay, you include them as... No, I...
Are you from Saskatchewan? No, yeah.
By the way, that guy clapping, I wonder if he's ever gotten an encore.
No.
On that album, no. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, bring a little peanut butter in the bedroom. It's all good.
Yikes. I prefer Nutella.
Chunky.
That's why they
jokes
call it
disturbed me.
780 City, go ahead. Do you have the pets in or out of the room when you're
well,
getting at it?
My dog makes me watch it all the time, so I don't see the problem.
Ah. It's a great, the dog. The cats clean themselves all the time.
I got to watch you whether I want to or not. Hi.
Kind of hot listening to talk about Rita, but then these guys are calling up about peanut butter?
Yeah.
What the frig?
Welcome to Wheeler in the Morning with Phil and Rita. That's what we talk about here. Hello.
Yes, my dog absolutely loves my wife and won't leave her side anywhere she goes. So you throw some doggy style in front of him just to make him jealous.
You are...
Yeah.
God, I just don't find those jokes funny. It grosses me out so bad.
Rita, I don't think he was kidding. Hi, City.
Makes it worse.
Hi. My dog used to always sit outside the door and howl.
Oh, man. Now, did you like that better?
Oh, I don't know. It's like the louder she got, the louder he got. There's some kind of competition going on.
She's trying to block it out.
Well,
a couple more calls here. Hi, City.
Nope. We've wrapped
we
them
can't,
up.
We conquered it. There you go. The rest of the weirdos are like, I'm not even calling. I'm sorry to talk about that one. 7:09, it's Wheeler in the Morning. Philly and Rena, good morning. 92 City FM, world class rock. 7:16, it's Wheeler in the Morning. Philly and Rena, good morning.
Plus one is the high for today. It'll be nice, mostly cloudy and a bit foggy right now.
8:35, more passes to go see Jupiter Ascending.
You remember this song from last week? Game of the New England Patriots. Got soft balls and
nobody cares. Deflate gate.
Balls. Flapping footballs with too little air. Now it's funny because the NFL and they got to be really happy to the point where there's a controversy and there's, you know, something bad going on in the NFL where it's kind of, you know, attacking their game a little bit, but at least they're going, at least it's not a domestic dispute issue.
That's true.
It's not a drug issue. At least it's not a murder issue because... The NFL, if anything, they're probably like, go pile up. Go get on this Deflategate thing. They're probably saying to the media, get on them. Press conference. Yes.
It keeps them from talking about Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson.
And the Ray Hernandez the Aaron Hernandez of the world.
But it just feels like the NFL, like no matter what, they're always dealing with some kind of controversy. Mm. And the latest, Robert Kraft, the Patriots owner, came out yesterday spitting mad. Like you could tell he's fed up with the accusations. And he wants the NFL to make a decision. Either we did something wrong or we didn't, but he referenced a lot of allegations, and because a lot of former players and analysts are basically condemning the Patriots as if they did it, when in reality there's no definitive answer, yes or no, whether they're guilty.
But do you think if, in a couple years ago, the New England Patriots were accused of Spygate, and it was, they got the facts, and it's like, yes, you were spying on other teams when they were practicing. That's not allowed. It's against the rules, and here's your punishment. So do you think if that had happened, and this was kind of like, we'll call it their first offense, it would be a little more forgivable? Or do you think because of what happened with Spygate, Deflategate is a bigger deal?
I think for sure. Spygate, first of all, then you've got Bill Belichick is no fun to deal with. He doesn't treat the media very well.
Yeah.
So the media gets an opportunity. They're like, you know, sharks circling for blood. Mm. They see a chance to go after Belichick. They see a chance to go after pretty boy Tom Brady. And yes, Spygate factors in. They're just not... They're an easy target, and people don't mind targeting them
now,
when
Rena,
this stuff comes up.
Now, Rena, let me ask you this from a non-sportsy point of view. that would be
okay.
You.
I assumed as much.
Now, I mean, because the NFL has been under the spotlight because of the Aaron Hernandez, because of the Adrian Peterson, because of the Ray Rice, And it's kind of invading the lives of non-sportsy people a little bit because it's showing up on their websites like TMZ, and it's showing up in the newscast.
It's a little bit of crossover kind of pop culture now.
So now when Deflategate pops up, is it something that you turn your head towards and go, oh, now what now? What's the NFL doing now? So, I mean, is it something that you've also kind of like, oh, I'm just kind of curious because I've been loaded up with so much other NFL stuff?
No.
Okay.
That's, no. That's our girl Raina right there.
No. No.
Not curious the game? Whatsoever.
Okay, so SNL. Because I mean, it's transcended to Saturday Night Live, which is something also that you watch.
Yeah.
Non-sportsy people watch Saturday Night Live. And they led their show this past Saturday. If you didn't see it, well, it ends up being about a 5-minute bit to open up the show.
The Tom Brady stuff was funnier than the guy who did Belichick wasn't very good.
I agree. He tried to come off as crusty, but nobody comes off as crusty as Brian Bill. But let's if we have the clip here ready, this is a clip of Tom Brady. I can't remember, Rena, you'll know him after you see him, but this is the guy who's playing Tom Brady when he's up on the podium.
Tom, I think you're pretending to know a lot less than you actually do.
What?
Look, guys, I'm just a quarterback, all right? Once I take that snap, all I'm thinking about is throwing bomb-ass spirals to Gronk, man. I'm not worried about the air pressure in the ball. That's nerd stuff. That's honestly above my pay grade.
You make $26.5 million a year.
Yeah, is that a lot? Guys, I don't know things. I'm not a banker. I'm not a science computer.
Did you just say science computer?
Isn't that what you call it?
That guy on Saturday Night Live.
That's Taron Killam.
Would Taron Killam?
Yeah.
He's a very, very funny guy.
Yeah, he's very funny.
He nailed. That was very good.
Mm-hmm. And he got the sweatshirt right. And
it's too bad they did such a poor Belichick because he's such a crusty a-hole, and it would have been nice to see someone do that well.
And he basically started off the bit. That's why we didn't show it to you, but that's why they started off the bit with Belichick and then right into Brady. And then from there, it got really funny because they went into this whole, what was the movie?
The assistant equipment manager.
Dougie Spoons. But what was the movie with Jack Nicholson and Tom Cruise? A Few Good Men. Mm. They get into a whole A Few Good Men thing here. Have a listen to this. This is pretty funny.
Dougie, we just want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Son, we live in a world that has balls. And those balls have to be inflated by men with pumps. Who's gonna do it? You, reporter Weinberg? You don't want the truth, because deep down in places you don't talk about at Super Bowl parties, you want me on that ball. You need me on that ball.
Did you deflate the ball?
I did the job I was told to do.
Did you deflate the ball?
You did, right? I did.
Anyways, I thought that was absolutely... Saturday Night Live, we talked about it a couple weeks ago, but they are ramping back up as far as their talent level and their
the
writers.
Was this the week where Blake Shelton was the guest?
I have no idea.
Because I heard that this past week... bombed really bad.
Really?
Yeah. He's the big burly, handsome country singer. Is that
Yeah, he's the country guy from the Voice.
Voice.
Yeah, sure. And I heard he just did really bad.
Well, I mean,
he's forgetting lots of his lines and stuff. I haven't seen it yet.
If they're
going
to keep putting out bits like that, I think they're trending in the right direction. But before we go, Robert Kraft, as you mentioned right off the top, the owner of the New England Patriots, he finally said, okay, enough is enough, called the press conference, and had a few choice words to say. And does this help the Patriots, Phil?
Yeah, I think he had because it's not normal for the owner to stand up there and say, we want an apology. And he's a highly respected owner. He's tight with Goodell. Mm. And he finally had enough. He's like, that's enough.
Right.
And I don't really blame him. Hey, I'm no Patriots guy.
Mm.
But at some point, the NFL has to say, we have evidence you're guilty, or we have evidence that nothing happened at all. But either way, let's move on, is what Kraft is saying. And now, when you let something linger, as we know, well, the media just takes over, and they presume guilt, and they start making fun of Tom Brady and all these ex-quarterbacks, Troy Aikman, Mark Brunell, start saying, oh, yeah, Brady would have known that they were underinflated, you know, so it's presumed guilty, and then he didn't like it. So.
And you have a little clip of Kraft that you wanted to play?
Yeah, for sure.
If the Wells investigation is not able to definitively determine that our organization tampered with the air pressure in the footballs, I would expect and hope that the league would apologize to our entire team, and in particular, Coach Belichick and Tom Brady, for what they have had to endure this past week.
You know what I love best about Bob Kraft is he sounds really young.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just like a young soul at heart.
Not an old billionaire sound at all. No.
What would the Super Bowl be without a little bit of controversy a couple days before the game?
Man, things escalated quickly with that whole McClain's article, huh? And there is some reaction. Is some reaction to that in the bone phone.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Okay, because if you've been living under a rock for the past 5 days, it's been quite tiring. To be honest with you, regarding Winnipeg and what goes on inside of our perimeter.
And I got to make a promise. This is the final day, unless there's a new development, because we've been at this for a few days now.
Took the words right out of my mouth, Phil. Right out of my mouth. Because I think yesterday was an emotionally draining day for my family and I. I'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the social media and the...
Well, you got a little hate. I'll say it. You don't want to say it, I'll say it. You got a little hatred, can I say threats? Did you get any threats?
It was a very emotionally draining day for my family and I yesterday, is where I'll leave it. But
some surprising stuff, to be honest with you.
In the grand scheme of things, between the subsequent article and the interview that was done with Nancy McDonald that we aired on the show, and it's available online, and it is approaching 35,000 views, I think, it shows that people are passionate about this topic in this province and in this city, which is good. And now... we leave it to the mayor and the leaders of these communities to figure it out.
Yeah.
That's where we're going to leave it. Arguing with me, coming at me, or other people. I mean, there was people that were going in defense of one side or the other side or this side. And I don't even know if there's a side.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there even is a side when it comes to a conversation like this.
Well, we need to be better at having the conversation. I mean, that's the part that bothers me. You try to have the conversation, it results in
negativity, and people get upset and worked up and angry, and it's like, well, we need to talk about it because it does exist. Just on what level?
And you know what? And listen, the three of us sitting around here, we're not going to figure it out. Mm-hmm. You sitting at home, banging away on your computer, on your phone, texting and tweeting and you're not going to figure it out. Mayor Bowman and the leaders that are talking right now, they have a really good chance of maybe trying to get things in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Are they going to figure it out? Highly unlikely, but at least it's a step in the right direction. No, because I mean, it's really one of those things. You're not going to stamp out racism with one stroke of the brush.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're just not. But if we can make a step in the right direction, I think that's the way we look at it. And for those people that, you know, are angry on one way or the other, and the one thing I will say that I didn't like yesterday is me being called out as a racist.
Mm-hmm.
Because I basically held someone accountable for some of the things that they wrote that I didn't like about my city.
You were fact-checking her a little bit, this reporter from McLean's.
Right.
Somehow that
she had no answers for your questions.
This happens. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed, when someone writes an article like that, she even said she's been getting a lot of reaction. You expect reaction, especially from the residents of said city.
Right.
So to go out and start calling you a racist, making, you know, the hatred that got thrown your way for simply... you know, wanting to know more from her, asking her some more questions about...
trying to get details on her stories, which didn't add up.
I got news for you. That's not racism. And that's the kind of conversations that, for whatever reason in this province, we're not willing to have.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to get better without everybody getting so mad and starting and firing anger at you and firing anger in every which way. It's a topic that we just have to get better at talking about. And
I think that's why it's stalled so many times, because once you start talking about it, it just spirals down with people going, no, that's wrong, you're racist, no, that's wrong, you're not doing it right, no, that's wrong, that's stereotypical, that's prejudice, and it's just a downward spiral. You just gotta talk, and you gotta stay calm, you gotta relax. We're moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
Is what I will say. We're moving in the right direction. I think that's all we can do.
And everybody who disagrees with your point of view isn't...
You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to disagree.
You're not necessarily a racist pig who has no clue. Like, that's the kind of vitriol
that gets
thrown around.
Your wife is Métis, so...
Well, listen, if I'm a racist, then I'm the worst kind, because my wife, my mother-in-law, and my two boys all have indigenous blood running through their veins. And you know what? They have just as much of a right to be here as I do, because I was born here, and so we're all Canadians, was really what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know what? Phil, you said it right at the top, this is the last that we will talk about this today.
And just to clarify, like, when I'm getting a little passionate here, I'm not getting passionate towards, this isn't directed at non-Caucasian community.
You're passionate about the topic.
It's both sides. Because you get anger from the Caucasians too. It's both sides. We never seem to progress in this country to a solution, which we all want. Like, we want life to be better for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever we have to do, let's do it.
And for the record, in that interview, people, it's amazing how people hear what they want to hear. Because not once in that entire interview did I say, there is no racism in Winnipeg. Sure, there's racism in Winnipeg.
There's racism everywhere.
But you'd be an idiot not to see it. You would be a very, very, very small percentage of people if you have not, regardless of what background you have, regardless of what religion or culture you are, that you haven't experienced racism in this. I have.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have. I'm sure we all have. So it's not.
And again, we would have no clue what it's like to walk in the shoes of somebody who's dealt with hardcore racism.
Right.
I don't have any idea. That's why we need to have better discussions about what, you know, about it and what we do.
Absolutely.
Going forward.
And you know what? As we said off the top, people like Mayor Bowman, people like Derek Nepinak, people like Ms. Mercury, these are the people that are going to sit down and they're going to have the best chance of trying to figure this out.
Sure.
So some reaction coming up on the Bone Phone after today. That's it. We're going to sweep it under the rug.
Sweep it under the rug. That's not... I know what you mean.
As far as us talking about it on this show, we know it's there. We're just not going to handle it because that's not what we do.
Mm.
We're not going to dig into issues like this. If you want that, go to another radio station that's going to dig deeper into it. We like to have fun on this show. We like to smile. We like to make fun of each other, argue a little about fun stuff. And we'll continue that with The Scoop coming up in 5. Hang on.
And then we check the message.
Action. The Scoop with Rena J.
Brought to you by
Enns Brothers.
The fun starts here.
At your one-stop, on-the-spot adrenaline headquarters for all things power sports.
Visit EnnsBrothers.com.
So Melissa Rivers is suing the clinic where her mother, Joan Rivers, was treated before her death. She's also suing all the doctors. Joan Rivers died in September at the age of 81. The New York City's medical examiner found she died of a brain damage due to lack of oxygen after she stopped breathing during her plastic surgery. I don't know. When your mom's 81 and she's going through multiple surgeries.
What was she trying to get corrected for plastic surgery?
Something with her throat, I believe.
Didn't look nice, and she wanted to.
I'm not sure.
I don't know
the full details of what it is, but I know you're upset and you're sad, but when your mom's 81 and she chooses to take these risks, are you really going to sue the doctors?
Joan Rivers is like the female version of Steve Austin. You know, bigger, better, faster, stronger. We can rebuild her. She'll be funnier. It's just, you know, enough is enough.
And I'm pretty sure, I don't know. You'd think that doctors would give an 81-year-old woman all the risks of going under. High risk.
Sam Smith. I don't know if you guys know him. He is a songwriter. He's currently nominated for 2 Grammy Awards.
Stay with me.
Yes, I'm going to play some audio for you here because there's a little bit of an interesting story that's come out. British pop star Sam Smith has reportedly agreed to pay out royalties to Tom Petty and Jeff Lynne over his hit single, Stay With Me, which is the song he's nominated for a Grammy. The track was released in April, and fans started to notice some similarities between the songs. Apparently, Tom Petty's people contacted Sam Smith's. They listened to it together, and then Sam Smith agreed to pay some royalties, saying that he loves Tom Petty and that
song was an
inspiration. I Won't Back Down.
Oh, okay.
So I've got some audio here. Check this out.
This is the
original. And then you speed it up a bit and pitch it up a bit. And then you take the Tom Petty 1989 song, I Won't Back Down. And you pitch it down a bit.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Yeah, there's definitely.
You can't hear it? At first, I couldn't hear it when I heard them separately. He's agreed to pay Tom Petty some royalties for that.
In Sam Smith's defense, I don't think it was done purposely.
No, he says they didn't even realize it, but he was a huge Tom Petty fan. He listened to a lot of Petty when he writes his own songs, so it kind of just came out like
not
that.
Not as bad as Grohl's ripoff of Dio.
Oh, my God.
God, Grohl.
Embarrassing.
Embarrassing for Grohl.
Yeah. Embarrassing. Oh, and the Arctic Monkeys ripping off Sabbath.
Yeah.
God. All these hacks everywhere.
Excuse me. And finally, the W Network has revealed the full roster for their new docuseries, Hockey Wives, which follows spouses of the NHL stars. It's set to premiere in March. So there's a few. Mariper Morin, a Montreal TV host and girlfriend of Canadiens winger Brandon Proust.
Prust.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a fashion designer, Tiffany Peros, who's married to George Peros. She's going to be on there. Nicole Brown, who's the wife of Dustin Brown, the LA Kings captain.
Is this a reality show?
Yeah, it's based, it's all the wives, and it's going to basically take, and there's even a few head coaches' wives who are involved in it as well. I believe there's 10 women the cameras will be following around.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah, and basically, it's an 8-part show.
You know, I certainly hope they have more personalities than some of the players.
Some of these women have some pretty high-profile jobs. Emily Bloom, she's a former intelligence specialist for the U.S. military. She's the wife of Minnesota Wild defenseman Jonathan Bloom.
Didn't she used to write teenage novels too? Oh, that was Judy Bloom. Never mind.
And then we've got social activist Codette LaBarbera. Is that
LaBarbera.
How you say it?
LaBarbera, yeah.
Social activist means stay-at-home wife. But anyway, it's going to be filming them around in their lives. And the press release says, the many challenges and crises all relationships faced that are amplified when lives are lived on the front page of the sports section.
I'm dying.
It sounds like the Real Housewives of, yeah, you know, whatever, kinda, but yeah, hockey style.
Honestly,
I probably would check it out. It does sound kind
of
catty.
I hope every time they go talk to one of these girls, they just go, well, you know, I'm just giving 110%, and, you know, we'll see what happens next and just make sure we keep moving forward. Forward as a team. I hope that's every single one of the interviews they get.
Yeah,
that's exactly the scoop.
City traffic.
Traffic is for South Beach Casino and Resort. Join them for Valentine's Day with their sweetheart package deal. Details at southbeachcasino.ca.
You know, life's not as easy as most think. I've got to pay the nanny, the cleaning company, and go to the games. It's hard.
And
you
I'm
think
a social
it's easy
activist.
Looking this good? Do you really think it's easy looking this good all the time? This takes work.
92 City FM News.
News is for Hooters. Love football. Make Hooters your big game headquarters. Order Hooters wings to go. 50 for $42.99 or 100 for $84.99. So True North announced they'll dump some more money into our barn. This summer, a new high-definition scoreboard will be put up. They plan to spend around $12 million to upgrade the home of the Winnipeg Jets. The control room will be updated to allow production of HD images and improve audio.
What do you do with the old one? Do you sell that to like a smaller barn?
Like the old trough somebody can put in their backyard.
That would be pretty awesome, though, if somebody had the setup to, like, put a giant screen in the backyard and piss off all your neighbors, or if you live, like, out of town,
or
get some property.
Find a way to anchor in the yard so you can put some lawn chairs on top of it. Hey, neighbor.
Never mind the guy that has the boat, you know, next door that's parked in the driveway.
I got a score clock.
Can I come over?
If nobody buys it, they should just, like, give it away. Surprise. it ends up in Transcona, they'll just have a burning.
You got to drive it home.
that's the thing. You have to if you win it, you have to take it home.
Lawn ornament, no matter what.
Figure it out.
Get it in the back of your truck. You got a hatchback?
Now the Bone Phone. Brought to you by Advanced Electronics.
With not a cent to pay for 1 year OAC. No interest, no admin fees, no prepaid taxes. During the Advanced January Warehouse Clearance Sale. On now.
Okay, I know we kind of want to move on from this McLean's article about Winnipeg being the most racist city in Canada, but the Bone Phone was packed with calls about it.
Okay.
And so I'm just going to start. We'll play these first three calls. Are calls about your interview with Nancy McDonald, and then we'll move on, okay?
I have to say, good job. Proud of you to state the facts like that, to defend Winnipeg, because a lot of good things are happening in Winnipeg, and I don't think it's the most racist city, and I agree, it is irresponsible journalism. You sounded more informed than she did, and she wrote the article.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got some more calls here.
I am getting tired of these racist articles that are based on the premise that only white people can be racist. This racism thing is not just whites against everyone else. There's racism in all cultures, races. So why can't we all just get along?
Channeling a little Rodney King. Why can't we all just get along?
Yeah, was Rodney,
after the LA riots and everything, yep.
Hey, Wheels, heard your little interview on the radio. Good on you, man. You're a dick in the right places.
That's a good way to wrap it up, I think.
All right.
Let's move on to Rena. You have you have a big fan here, someone who loves your news read, okay?
You know, a lot of people Philly, you're talking about sports. Wheeler, you got the issues you would talk about and stuff like that. And Rena's just kind of like this normal girl. And I really like your voice, Rena. I really like your voice, and you report the news nice.
I love the way, you know, when a guy's telling a girl that he likes her, and he starts strong, but he winds up getting awkward towards the end.
Yeah.
He
just starts backpedaling a little.
I was
going to
pull your hair and throw sand on you and run away.
He starts talking a little quieter.
Really?
Well, thank you.
I just really like you.
I'm glad you like my voice.
Hoping
I was hoping we could date. Tired of just being friends. Please. Okay, I referenced this a little earlier in the show. Don McEwen, a member of Team Jennifer Jones. Yep. Of course, we got Jill Officer. We got Jennifer Jones. Mm-hmm. And we got Caitlin Laws.
Right.
Big superstars. But Don McEwen, I think of her own choosing, is...
not in the media as much.
Right.
There you go. Shy. A little shy.
Good morning. Yes, we all love Team Jonesy, and thank God they won. But it's not all about Jill Officer, just a local yokel from East Kildonan. What about McEwen? She's about the nicest one on the team. She's ladylike and does not show off at all, but receives no recognition.
That's a good point.
It's about time we got to know Don McEwen.
All right, Don, personal challenge. Calling you out. You on the show.
We're going to have to do, like, fun facts about Don.
Yeah, all morning long. You can sit right over here. We got a nice little spot all reserved for you. We'll call this the Don chair.
Yep.
And you can sit and just hang it all morning.
Straight hours. We're going to pepper you with questions, go to open phones.
Nonstop.
She's not coming.
We won't do that much, but we'd like to have her in.
Love to. Yeah. Love to. Is that it for the bone phone?
That's it for the bone
Very
phone.
Very nice. Okay,
yeah.
Got a bone to pick. All right, Rena J, I'll give you the choice. We had two phone topics that we were talking about this morning on the show. The first one was regarding a story we had yesterday in What's Trending at 6:20 about this woman in New Hampshire who was going through a drive-thru, and she said, I'll get this, and this, and then she got home and opened up the bag, and there was, like, just shy of $3,000 cold, hard cash in there. Turns out it was it was the cash from the restaurant that they were going to deposit in the bank later.
Yeah.
So she says, well, this isn't mine. I'm going to take it back. So the question was, if you got handed just shy of $3,000, let's say $3,000 for even math. If you got handed $3,000 in a bag at a drive-thru, would you be like, it's not what I ordered, but I don't care. This is the best screw-up ever, and you keep the cash, or do you return it? The second thing we had is the protocol on pets in the bedroom when you're getting frisky with the significant other. Do you leave them in the room? Do you kick them out? Because my cat likes to jump on the bed halfway through, and it's like, get off! What's wrong with you?
Get out of the way.
So what's the question?
So which one do you want to tackle? Which one do you want to go back to the phones on?
Oh, I don't know. The second one, I guess.
The pets?
Sure.
All right.
If you want to comment on either, how about that? Sure.
Oh, that's really confused people. Yeah. Great idea. All right.
So I keep the cash for the cat in the bed for the sandwiches without onions. Hey, we multitask around here. So 780 City, 780 2484. Do you keep the pets in the room when you're having relations? Hello.
Yeah, you do, and I said, bring the goddamn peanut butter.
Okay, good. I'm glad you're reinforcing
that. Glad you phoned back.
Okay, what about if you found a bunch of money at a drive-thru? Would you keep that?
He's gone. He's gone. He just hung up.
Okay, yeah.
Hello.
Hey. Hey, I'm married, so, pets. When does it happen? I don't know. It's one of those magical things.
Who cares who's in the room? If there's company over, if she's in the mood, we're doing it. It's a good way. Very good. I'll take it. It doesn't matter how it is.
Hi there.
No, you take those pets out of the bedroom.
You get them, you're out, you leave them outside the room, you let them scratch at the door?
You let them scratch at the door, do whatever they want. You're doing your thing. You don't sit there watching them doing their thing, do you?
That's right.
Well, not on purpose, but sometimes I look over and the cats,
Yeah, pets aren't overly discreet,
you know,
right?
That kind of makes you jealous. They could do it, and you can you?
If I could, I would not be here right now.
If you could, you wouldn't need to be married now, would you?
it never takes that long. You can put them outside. Hi, City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to make a comment.
Sure. The side guy sense this is going to be weird, but go ahead.
Yeah. Steve Miller said, I'd take the money and run.
There you go.
Okay, so yeah.
Absolutely.
Back to that other
Not
song.
Not nearly as weird as you thought it was going to be. Hello.
Oh, my God.
Hey there. My buddies and I got off a roller coaster in Disney World, and we found $500. And it almost broke up our friendship.
Why?
My buddy turned around and handed it in to, guest relations, and the other buddy wanted to kill him for it because he would have kept the 500.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you're these are my bills. I'm going to write my name in the top left corner of all these beers, just in case we drop.
I've been like, here's your half. Here's my half. You do whatever you want. You want to return your half? Go right ahead. Yeah. I'm keeping my half.
So I got to take you, Reed J. Let me get this straight. So if you found $500 at an amusement park on the ground, you'd split it with your friends. But if you got it handed to you in a sack through a drive-thru, you'd be like, no, I'm taking that back.
No, I've always
said
I'd keep the money.
You keep it? Okay, yeah, I misunderstood. Yeah, yeah. Phil said you'd take it back.
Yeah. But if I found it in Vegas or something, I'd keep it. Because what are you going to do
in an amusement
Vegas?
Park, right? Like, who's going to come forward for that? The park's going to keep it.
Honestly, I'm just going to start going to places. Did you find $500 here? Because it's mine.
It's mine.
No, we didn't find any cash lying on the ground. Are you sure? If anyone turns in money, call me. 92 City FM, world-class rock. 847. It's Tuesday. Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Arena. Good morning.
Plus one is the high for today. We're at minus five.
92cityfm.ca. You want to keep up with the show. It's a great way to do so. Also, the Facebook page, or follow us at 92cityfm. I can tell you, at the Facebook page right now, speaking of keeping up with the show, we've got that big question. If you found a whole bunch of money, like the chick did in Burger King drive-thru in the States, and then she gave it back, would you give it back?
Right.
So there's lots of people weighing in on that. And then Rena just put a picture up. I think that was you, Rena, of something new from KFC. They're calling it the Incredible Double Dog Down, a bun made
double
out of
down
chicken.
Dog.
Yeah, with hot dogs.
Well, they've had this before.
It was a little bit different before. It was just called the Double Down. So instead of bread, they had chicken, and now they have a hot dog in the middle of the chicken bread.
Oh my God! Oh no, hang on, because like they had the chicken, then there was the lettuce, and then there was the bacon, and there was the tomato, and then there was the chicken on top. So now there's just a hot dog in the middle.
Yeah. Now there's a piece of, like, a hot dog that's just with a chicken wrap around it, I guess.
Throw some gravy on there.
My God.
Set me up.
Just looking at that makes me feel ill.
So the question I put on Facebook is, would you?
Sure, I guess. But I didn't try the double down. It looked like a heart attack in a box.
No, me neither. There was a time in my life when I would eat all that stuff.
But if you think about it, the bread is usually like one of the worst parts of eating that, you know, something bad like that for you.
Okay, let's be honest.
Nowhere near the calories as fried chicken. But
hang on, when you think about it, though, they're not getting rid of the bread. The chicken is still breaded. Mm-hmm. It's breaded before it's deep fried. So now you're just getting deep fried bread. It's really, so okay, we got rid of the bread. We just deep fried it.
Yeah.
So it's much better for you. Come on.
They're not trying to fool anybody.
Their chicken's always been deep fried. Kentucky fried chicken, so.
God, that's not
shocking.
Yeah. I mean, it looks fantastic, but I mean, it looks like something you're going to pay for days later. Listen, anyone that's 30 and under, give her. Yeah. Go for it. Your metabolism can handle
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Have at her and enjoy as many as you can. 8:48, let's do this.
City FM NHL Report, brought to you by MurrayChevrolet.ca.
Don't forget stories we missed coming up here momentarily. But okay, Phil, I want to hear from you real quick. Give me an overall grade of the Jets halfway through the season before we start the second half.
Well, just before we get to that, we've been kind of musing this morning about Sid Crosby and how quick he can come back after missing the All-Star game. John tweeted at me. He says, hey, players who miss the All-Star game must sit for a game following the All-Star game.
Good.
So even if 87 could go tonight, he can't play.
And Malkin, he is actually legit injured. Like, he's on the IR.
Yeah. Okay, so as far
hangnail. It's one of those Russian hangnails. They're very, very, very difficult.
As far as the Jets and their grade, how do you not give them an A+? This is a team that everybody, and I mean most everybody, was calling to not make the playoffs. And some people thought maybe they'd be a lottery team. And they are, look at them now.
Yeah.
You look at them, they're sitting very comfortably in a playoff position.
And did it while, you know, using a lot of guys from the reserve. You know what I mean?
Because they had all the injuries on defense. Coach Maurice has gotten the most out of guys that have previously been enigmatic. Dustin Byfuglien, Evander Kane's been injured, but when he's in there, he's playing pretty good.
Yeah.
But just Matthew Perreault, what a great pickup that looks like.
Oh my God! Yeah, at the beginning of the season, everyone's like, "Really? That's our big addition?" And he's been dynamite, really, to be honest with you. In Chevy, we trust. We've been saying that right from the get-go, and every time we think, "Chevy, what are you doing?" He's like, "Okay." We're like, you're right again.
And the prospects that are coming too, Ehlers and Morrissey.
And things are looking good.
We
so
love you, Chevy.
We'll give you an A-.
And now, stories we missed on 92 City FM. World-class rock.
All right, so Tim Hortons, they were bought out by Burger King. And a lot of people were like, hey, mess with my Tim Hortons.
I keep trying to order a double Whopper at my Tim Hortons drive-thru on the way to work in the morning. They keep telling me to get lost.
Luckily, what they do have is you can get, say, order your coffee, and instead of like a double cream and sugar, you can get double sugar and special sauce.
Yes,
yummy. A lot of people are like, hey, don't go screwing with my Timmies, and they're not, but they are saying that they can't control any of the franchisees that are open, but what they can control is some of the upper management. Apparently, they're going to be making some cuts to the tune of about 2,000 people. Maybe.
Oh boy. Yeah. That sucks.
Dude, that bottom line, man.
Mm-hmm.
All about the bottom line.
Wheeler, you'll certainly be interested in this, Rena. I don't think this is your kind of story.
Doubt it.
But this sounds like every international intrigue movie I've ever watched. A British judge has opened an inquiry into the death of a former Russian intelligence agent who died from radioactive poisoning in London in 06. Now follow along. Alexander Litvinenko.
Litvinenko became violently ill after drinking tea with two Russian men at a London hotel, and he died 3 weeks later.
That sounds like the beginning of a spy novel, man.
Absolutely. Moscow denies the claim and has refused to extradite the two men identified by Britain as the prime suspects. So
I can picture these guys looking like the two Mexican guys in Breaking Bad, except, you know, the Russian versions.
Definitely. So yeah. Jason Bourne is investigating.
Snake boots, yeah. You know, like designs on their guns and ivory handles. That sounds like these type of guys.
It's crazy that this stuff really happens.
Like, I know.
I mean, I don't want to be naive, but it just sounds very movie-esque.
And by the way, Rena, although it was not a story that you would dig,
yep.
Give him some props for not having a sports story.
Not very often that I don't have a sports story.
Right?
That's right.
All right.
Thank
Good
you.
Good job. You get the thumbs up
Pat
from
on
me.
The back, please.
Thumbs up
what
from
do you
over
got?
Here. The San Francisco Zoo is putting a twist on Valentine's Day, and they're trying to help out those who are brokenhearted, saying that they will, they're adopting out bugs and scorpions for Valentine's Day to, say you have an ex that you really hate and you want to name a cockroach, you know, Jenny after her, you can mail Jenny a cockroach to adopt. Or maybe you're just really, you know, sad and lonely and you want a pet scorpion, they will hook you up with that as well. It seems like it's... PETA would be pissed about this. I just don't think you can mail out, like, bugs and whatnot.
You can't go sending a scorpion to somebody. That could
be a crime.
I think
maybe with the scorpion, you'd have to, like, pick it up or sign for it or something, but...
I don't know, to me, this kind of, like, do you have to pay in order to the zoo?
The article doesn't say.
Well, because to me, it kind of sounds like, you know what?
It sounds like they have a lot of them, and they're just trying to get rid of all these bugs without killing them. So the ethical thing to do would be to give away the cockroaches.
Well, the only thing, it kind of reminds me of, you know, have you ever done one of those things where you get, like, a star named after you? You can change, like, X, Y, 4, Gamma. You can get changed to, you know, like, Candace. It's kind of seems like that, like, name a bug.
Yeah.
You can pay a few bucks. That's not a bad fundraiser,
they're saying
actually.
Adopt, so, like, you get to take it home.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Maybe you feed cockroaches to your snake or something.
Yeah, that's a good point. Mm. Right? Get a bigger animal in order to eat the...
That's right.
Insects.
Hey, newly adopted cockroach, meet my snake.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily or listen live. Weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.